Welcome back, everyone. We will move on to our next session titled Azure Operational Insight and Intelligence Packs in Action. Please welcome our speaker, Christian Heitkamp, Director at NICE IT Management Solutions. Please put your hands together.
All right. Can you hear me okay? Okay, thanks. Welcome everybody to my session here, and welcome also everybody who later watch this online when it's made available as a recording. So I have the pleasure today to bring Azure Operational Insights to you today with a couple of new features that were just released last week. So there's exciting news in here which probably have never been shown on stage or recorded in this type of a format. So my name is Christian Heitkamp. I work for a company in Germany, NICE IT Management Solutions, predominantly in ISV, manufacturing management packs for System Center Operation Manager. So as a quick agenda here for today, for the next 50 minutes, we'll first have a quick overview for those who have not seen Operational Insights yet, and also for those of you in the room who are using SCOM today, but don't plan to use Operational Insights or have no plans yet, because there are actions you will need to look at, because Microsoft decided to ship the Advisor product, or now is it called the Operational Insight product, with the SCOM 2012 R2 out of the box. So there are features in there already you have already in your current SCOM environment, and we'll take a look at them. Okay, next we have a look at the architecture and the onboarding process. And in the third step, we go a little bit deeper and see how we can extend the Ops Insight product with your custom content and basically upload that to Azure and make it available in Operational Insights. So we're going to do some authoring later here and get our hands a little bit dirty on the scripts and the management pack code that is available to upload content to Azure. Okay, first a quick history on Operational Insights. So the first release, any guesses here in the room? When was the first release? Nobody? Okay. 2010, so it's 4.5 years already. There is a version out there. And the first version was called Microsoft Codename Atlanta, was released at that time. There was a rename. The first rename was in March 2011, so just after half a year after the release, and it was renamed to Advisor. So I will use throughout the session the name Advisor quite frequently, because in many cases you will see this as a label or like a name coming up in the consoles. And also most of the internal workflows and management packs are still named Advisor. So in the latest rename was just in Barcelona at the TechEd, and that's the name we have today here, Azure Operational Insights. And that's the correct name to be used right now. We abbreviated as Op Insights, so I will use Op Insights or also Advisor here in this case. And my guess would be it's not the last rename actually. So let's see what's coming. So I will start with one slide and then I will go to first live demo. So I have a number of live demos here. So I go through a little bit the concept and the architecture here right now before I go to the first live demo. So I assume all of you are familiar with Azure here. And in Azure, there's a new option since, I think, middle of last year, which is the Operational Insights portal add-on. So, and for that, you have basically the possibility to bring all your machine data that's being collected in your environment, typically with SCOM today, and upload this to Azure, to Operational Insights, to give you the capability to analyze this data. In the past, or still, we have often a problem that in SCOM, the data warehouse and operational databases are kind of a bottleneck. So, and this bottleneck is the big data. So we have a lot of big data which is sitting in there, but we don't have really a way to analyze that. So Microsoft came up with this concept to bring this data from on-premise, from your operational data warehouse, or from the data that the agent collects up to the cloud and store it in the Azure blob storage, and then run analytics on that. So what is this machine data? So the machine data you probably know already. So most of the machine data is here, event logs, We also have IIS logs, security logs, performance counter, and lots of things more. So, and you will see later, it's not limited to that what Microsoft provides. You will be able to, after this session then here, to upload your own data. So how did that upload actually work? So on the left side, you see your Microsoft System Center on-premise deployment, or it could be in Azure as well, actually. So, and you have like separate servers that are not hooked up to your management group in Scrum. So both of these systems here can feed the data into operational insights. What is new since a while is that you can now really very easily and straightforward connect your on-premise standalone servers to Azure Operational Insights. In the past, you always had to configure the integration between your Microsoft System Center Operational Manager and Azure Operational Insights, but this way kind of is new, and I'll show you a little bit later in a demo where this data is fed in then. All right, so the data is then available up here. What do we do with this data, right? It's up there, sitting in Azure in a big data storage. So now you have the fantastic capability to do search. And this is really fast search. It's really impressive fast search. You can go in there and search, for instance, what happened 3 days back on my AD, or what happened in my SQL Server 3 days back. You can filter and use intelligence, and I'll get to that in a moment, to analyze this data and bring back the information you need to make your operational environment better and as well more faster and, of course, more secure. So there are a couple of aspects to this. We have a dashboard and we have basically these ready-made intelligence. These ready-made intelligence is wrapped into something called intelligent packs. So intelligence packs contain this pre-packaged intelligence for you, so you can actually go right in there, apply this intelligent pack, and you will see already the intelligence that comes in through these intelligent packs working. So I'll show you that in the next step in a demo. So I will go to a live demo now, and let's see how Azure Operational Insights works in action. All right, so I logged already into this portal. So this is the preview. So wherever you see the title, you see the little preview thing. And you will also see in a moment when I go through here, there are some things to be improved, and Microsoft is really rapidly working on it. So, and it is pretty amazing. This product from Microsoft System Center team is growing so fast, I haven't seen that in any other product from Microsoft System Center. Because you see these little tiles here, they're pretty big here on the screen, but each of these tiles represents an intelligent pack. Intelligent packs are added by the tile here on the bottom right, intelligence packs, and each of these intelligence packs basically has a specific purpose. So I will go through them, which are available right now. On the top left, actually, this is the brand new announcement here today. Well, it's actually the first time you see it, because last week, actually, it was released. There was no announcement by Microsoft, though. So if you go and search release ID assessment intelligent pack, no announcement. But if you go in today and sign up, you will have it available. It was literally really made available last week here. So I configured it with our AD environment and look at it, what it collects, basically. So we drill down to the AD assessment intelligent packs. What you see right on here are four different so-called focus areas. So focus areas are areas that are specific to specific functionalities in the intelligence pack. So one is for security and compliance, the next one for availability and business continuity, performance, scalability, and upgrade and migration. So, and we already see that there are actually some problems in my ID environment. So I'm not an ID admin guy, so I probably would have not figured out that there's a really high priority recommendation I'm giving. Let me zoom in here. And I have a problem actually with my password expiration policies in well-known administrative groups. So that's really a high priority recommendation that's suggested to be fixed here. And I didn't have to do anything except adding this intelligence pack. And already I saw this information. The same applies to the next focus area, the availability and business continuity area. Apparently, I haven't backupped my Active Directory. So, and in a couple of other features like missing service records and the global catalog servers, a recommendation is here to add some really helpful information, which even for somebody who is not familiar with Active Directory can take information out of this right away. So we can then drill into each of these focus areas a bit deeper. So let's click here the security and compliance focus area. It goes in basically and pulls out data related to this specific high priority recommendation. I wouldn't call it a problem, but it's a recommendation here right now for the password. And on the right side, you actually see my affected objects. You actually see here right now, this is my domain controller, my Active Directory server, and I actually see where the problems are in here. So, and then there are suggested action, context, and obviously I get some little bit more information. So on the link down here, which brings me to TACnet article, actually. So very helpful information here. It's really from assessment point of view. So I won't go through all the different focus area now, but rather take one of the other intelligence packs which are configured on in this environment. So one other I want to point you here to is the SQL Server assessment. I have three different SQL servers set up here being assessed. So also I also get all some problems here in my availability and continuity editor, performance and scalability, also some problems. Could also go again down into the different focus area here right now. I'll drill down in the availability area, actually see that also I haven't done backups here. Gives me again on the right side something you probably know if using SCOM today, the product knowledge. The product knowledge you know already today. So this is like a kind of an extension of the product knowledge you see here. Really helpful to ensure that everything is working smoothly. Well, there's one step you can go further, actually. So you see you can click on this little widget up here. So if you click on here, what will happen, it actually goes down to the specific data which has been collected and stored in Azure Blob to bring up, to actually fill this little graph. So you see here, this is the search. And I could spend probably like 50 minutes just on the search. So it's a very powerful PowerShell-like script search you can apply. You see there's a rather long search query we're doing. And this search query actually brings the data back for that specific widget we have been seeing. So right now here at the top, we have the critical problems, like we have failed full database backup. So, and we could scroll back in time. We could go back like a week, a month, even a year, to see how data has been developing here in this case. So the search explorer is really helpful and very powerful to use. I'll come back to that in a little bit later in another demo. Okay, that was the first part of the demo. Let's go on. So how is actually the security working around that? So this question is asked like, how do I make the thing secure? What data is being transmitted? How is the data brought from my on-premise environment up to Azure? So I put a little link down here. If you have interest in more information, you can actually go and click on that. On the right side here, you see the agents or the management groups. They are then using SSL certificate-based encryption and compression to bring the data up to the operational insights portal. It's stored in Azure Blob Storage. I have a separate storage created in my Azure account where the data is then actually stored. And you can actually define how long to retain that data, how long to leave it in there. And next, actually, you have the portal, which you can use in a secure way to access your data. And basically, what you have just seen in the demo, review the data, the assessments that have been executed. Okay, so some security considerations. So let me give you a quick example. So even we are a small company, but we have a security department still. So we have one person, he's like the chief security officer, if you like. So I had to walk to ask him, so can I hook up our production environment actually to Azure? And actually bring this data from our SCOM management group into operational insight. So I gave him this white paper, which is available from Microsoft, and we looked at it and say, well, we need a couple of things to consider. First, we'll need to open some ports for outgoing connections, or we have to configure a proxy. So that was the first thing. Then currently, which Microsoft is actually working on, there is no compliance or certification. So that didn't really make him happy, but I said it's still in preview. Okay, good. Next, the question is what data goes out? That's always interesting, right? So you want to know what data is going out of your company. So in this case, we went a little bit deeper, looked at what information is being sent across. There are firewall logs, IP info, AD topologies, and as well IIS logs. So IIS logs, it's configurable, it's not out of the box included, but if you configure it, also IIS log go out. So actually, he wasn't really happy to have that information out there, but I said, well, this is something I need to show and present here, and then, well, in the end, we came down and said, well, we'll take our pre-production environments, which was actually good because our pre-production environment have kind of encrypted data, so it's not all live and real usernames on there. Now the IP addresses are a bit different. So so I could hook up three management groups actually to the Azure account here. We'll see later again. But still, Microsoft is working on this, and I think they have a good story, and this white paper really helps you to evaluate what information is there. Microsoft is really open to feedback, so also I give feedback on this, because the proxy configuration is kind of challenging, actually. The onboarding process, where I get later to, is really easy, but if you have kind of tight firewall rules, it's a bit tricky. So just take this into consideration. So if that all says, well, this is not enough, nothing for me, well, I think about it, like, let's wait until this goes out of preview into production, right? So, but how many of you here use SCOM, have somebody use SCOM or use a SCOM? Okay, for all of you who are in the room, there are some action you need to do. Because Microsoft, as I mentioned in the beginning, ships Ops Insight out of the box. So what happens actually in your environment? And let's have a look like to a standard out-of-the-box configured SCOM environment. Not this one, this one. So let's go, and this is like a really complete new installation. Not much done in here. So I have to type advisor, it wasn't renamed yet. So, and you will see right away, well, there are some management packs imported, right? So if you go at home and do the same search in your SCOM or customer management group, you will find those management packs in there. And you actually see they're regularly updated. So I have the CU5 on R2 imported here, and these management packs are in here. And so I went in there and said, hey, what the heck are these actually doing? So why? I didn't want to have advisor, actually. I didn't want to have ops inside. I wanted to have like a performing good ops managed installation. So actually, I thought, okay, let's have a look what's in there. So let's do that quickly together to see what's in there, because I think if you have SCOM, you also want to know. All right, typically the first thing, there are two ways you can do that. You can download the management packs and open them in WordPad or something. But you can just go to the authoring console, go to rules. Search for advisor. Takes a moment, I haven't scoped this down to advisor. So you already see there are a couple of rules running here. They're enabled. So, well, they're enabled? Why are they enabled, actually? I don't need them, right? Or do I need them? Well, and you can also go to discoveries. Let's see at discovery. So you see they're running against the collection server, which is basically the management server here. Already you see here one. Let's zoom a little bit in. So we have like here the advisor connector discovery. And actually, well, it's running on all Windows computers. So in my management group, like I probably have like 50 computers in there. but some customers have like thousands in there. And if that, and this workflow is out of the box actually enabled, right? It's enabled, yes. So you think, well, this is probably something I should look at a little bit more. So if you open the properties of this specific discovery workflow and go to configuration, you actually find out this is here a registry discovery that's running on all my systems. So I'm saying, well, okay, that's a registry, not so expensive, but typically they run like every 4 hours. But let's have a look what this runs here. Oh, it runs every 10 minutes. So it actually runs every 10 minutes on all my Windows computers. So so I said, well, let's rather think about what to do about that. So and I went out, and a couple of people blogged about that, but I think it's not well aware that this exists here. So I went in and made a little table. So I made this little table that shows you which are the out-of-the-box enabled workflows that are running in your SCUM environment, even if you have SP1, actually. So there's one registry discovery I showed you, and I have a couple of alert rules that are also enabled by default. So, and well, in the end, these workflows eat resources, right? Even if you don't sign up for operational insights. So this is basically the action you should do then here. The action you should do here actually is disable them, so they have free options. You can delete the System Center Advisor or Ops Insight integration completely. Certainly, this is not recommended because maybe at some point you want to go to operational insight, right? So it's not recommended to delete those management packs. At least go and disable the connector discovery. So I put a little screenshot on here, but I think you all know how to work with an override. And then for all who want to do a really good job, basically, to disable everything which is not relevant for you right now because you don't use Advisor, I put together a little override management pack. And it's on this URL here. It's in my share. And it basically opens the share, and it has this little override management pack. You will see there are a lot of more monitors and rules, actually, that would need to be disabled. So they're not really putting load on the system, but these are like rules that are processing the event log, the operational event log, for example. So, all right. So these things for those who are right now not using Advisor, these are the actions. So, well, let's go and start reading using this great tool, Advisor, our operational insight here, and let's look quickly at the onboarding process. So this demo is going to be exciting because I haven't done it before. I can't practice. You can only do it once, actually. Okay. So we are back to this management server here. In the administration area, and probably most of you have seen that already, there's an area down here, operational insights. This only appears like that if you have the latest update, CU5 for R2. Before, it's called System Center Advisor. We'll see it later in another management group. So first go to, Operational Insights Connection. It assumes you have like an Azure account, et cetera. You have set up an Azure workspace, like Operational Insight workspace. It needs to be done before. So I'll just log in here. So here you have your workspaces. The workspaces, I can quickly show you, are created via the Azure portal. Or you can go to the preview website. So this is the Azure portal. And here on the left-hand side, you see this little operational insight icon. So that's where you actually go to create your workspaces. I'm not showing this due to time, otherwise I could probably show also the sign up in there. So go next and create. So what's happening now, actually? And this is pretty amazing, really. What's happening now? You actually started to sign up for Operational Insight. So, and incredible things happen, believe me, because suddenly your management packs in SCUM starting to grow automatically. So it's downloading up over 25 management packs to your management group now, imports them, and starts to run those workflows. It's really complex. I'm not going too much into details what is actually going on there. But the best thing to troubleshoot that is to check actually in your Windows temp directory. So if you go to your Windows temp directory, you see actually you should see already the first management packs to arrive. Why the Windows temp directory? Does anyone know? It's typically because the MMA is running under the service account. And that's where the files are located. Okay, not yet. We'll give it a while and review it a bit later. So that's all actually with onboarding. We could review actually now how it looks in an onboarding. Well, let's quickly review the onboarding process here, what I did now. So we have the proxy. So we did basically the steps. We signed up the workspace and connected it to Azure. We can use multiple management groups. So I have 3 management groups right now signed up. Or if you're testing, if you're like have a single computer, or if you're not a System Center customer even, you can actually connect a single server. So that would be here. So you can actually download the agent, the MMA, from Operational Insights. There's a download section. You get like a UUID and a key, a security key, the certificate. And you can actually build this communication between an agent and Azure Ops Insight directly. You also don't need an op proxy server if you have like free access, basically, to the internet. So that also works. OK, let's quickly go back and see what actually was happening here. So we are back to the portal. Okay, waiting for Azure to respond, to come back. And I just want to show you that because you might look around where is actually the configuration section here. And it's not up here in the settings. Definitely not, so it's somewhere else. It doesn't come up here, but if you go to server and usage, you actually see how much usage I have, and you also will see my management groups in a moment here. So right now, I collect like 500 megabytes a day. And actually, it shows the intelligence pack usage. And here, you actually see service connected directly. So I have one server that's directly connected. And I have a number of management groups here on the right side. Which are actually collecting data. So this one actually was just a test, so it's not reporting. The other ones are reporting. So that we should actually see the one we just configured to appear here in a moment. At this moment, sometimes takes a while. So let's go on during the presentation. So what's the price of this great tool, actually? So the pricing was released in at TechEd. So right now, there's a free tier. So everybody can kind of use the free tier. You can use up to 500 megabytes a day to upload. I'm loading up a little bit more, so I'm on the standard tier right now, environment, because I want to keep the data also for 1 month. So depending on the tier, the retention time changes. So the retention period can be 12 months, 1 month, or 7 days in the free tier. Right now, it's only available in the East US data center region. So that's the only data center you can actually work on this. Of course, it's going to be extended. So troubleshooting, if you try this at home now, hooking up your SCOM management group or server to Ops Insight, just take note of these items here. Clocks must be in sync with current time. If you're using proxies, it's a bit challenging, but it works. And we can verify that the MPs are downloading. We'll do that in a moment later. If you have a direct agent connect, there's a cache. You probably know if you're working in SCOM with the agent. You can check the cache. The intelligence packs will arrive in that environment. OK. Intelligence pack. So now the definition. It's very hard to find actually a definition of an intelligent pack. So intelligent pack, so I made it a little bit up my own here, so what I think it is. So if Microsoft comes back later and corrects that, I'm really open to that. So from my perspective, it's actually two pieces in there. So we have one piece which is on the portal, and we have the traditional management packs. So I assume most of you are familiar with management packs. So it's just a standard XML in the end, eventually with some assemblies in DLL on there. So, but here we have an additional piece which goes on the portal and builds these widgets, it builds the queries, and does actually the visualization of the data which is being uploaded. Right now, for the first one, we don't have a way to really design that. We can create our queries and save them and to use them, and we can even give favorites to them. But there's no SDK or something available that can be used to actually create those widgets. Second, data acquisition rules and processing logic, I see it as really mainly in the management packs. So the management packs that are downloaded to the servers, and there we have the standard data modules, write actions, probe modules, all the different data of the workflow modules you can basically use in there. Okay, so we'll have a look at this in a moment. This is what is available from intelligence packs right now. I could probably spend really like half an hour on each of them. Well, I'll skip that due to the amount of time we have. As I mentioned in the beginning, this is a really fast developing product. So if you go to the next conference, there will be definitely lots of things more available. We'll probably also show it on a mobile device with an app. So it's incredible how many enhancements find their way so quickly into this product. So Microsoft is really pushing on that. So expect, at least in the next 6 months, to see a lot of announcements around this. So right now, they're working on mobile apps for Android and iOS. Right now, this is the real-time collection, data collection. Sometimes it takes really a while to everything get going. So if you're impatient, just the coffee doesn't help. You have to get some sleep, and the next morning you come in the office, and then, hey, the data is there, right? So that's sometimes, but that's also changing a bit here. The analytic part is in real time, though. So if you go in there, you can, once the data is there, you can do the analytics in real time. Just the data collection upload takes a while. Then we have not much around security logs right now. We don't really have an official way or like a way to extend the whole thing. And Unix Linux is also under review right now. I put some references here in case you'd like to have more information. Marnix Wolf, there's a really good blog post out there. There's the engineering blog from Microsoft, which has lots of information and announcement on there. And as well, a couple of other items here we can mention. Well, it's a preview, right? So in a preview, there are sometimes problems. There was a change. It was announced, but it was only announced on the blog, basically. So they just changed the firewall rules to UL and said, let's see. Okay, what happens? And then, you had to read the blog, actually, to get the update here, or the Twitter account. So, and the complexity is growing. As I said, there are like up to 25 or more management packs. Well, also the temp directory, if you go to one of my systems here, I can show you this, like for instance here. This one is fully configured, and you can actually see that there are things downloading. Like they're called, like here, so you see like intelligence packs, and they get pretty big, like up the top, like 86 megabytes. So actually, for downloading these intelligence packs or like content that comes all through the advisor here. So this data is first going to your temp directory, and then part of it is uploaded, part of them is deployed to the agents. Okay, there's a URL. It's a really agile product development here. You can really go in there and say, I'd like to have this feature, and you can put it on there, and somebody from the Microsoft engineering team will go there and comment on it and say, well, yeah, let's look at it, or actually take it forward to development, or actually also decline it if it's not appropriate. Okay, I mentioned already two ways to customize it, and I'll really focus on the second one now. Lost one of my systems, okay. Okay, so we create a custom data upload here. Okay, so the use case here. You have a log file on your system, which is really like your security log or some important log you'd like to have on your in Azure Operational Insights. So you want to have this log analyzed and specific lines from this log pushed up to Ops Insight for analytic. So let's start with this and first create like a simple rule to collect data from that specific log. That's the first step. So we go in here and just create like a generic log file. This is just a standard dialog, so I'll don't demo that because it takes a moment until you create like your rules and so on and your override management packs. Really straightforward. So this is the log directory here. So we'll create like example log and put example log on here. So next we're building like a little expression. Go in here. So let's say we have if the log line contains hello or if it contains SCU, then it should be uploaded to Ops Insight. So that's what is basically the purpose of this rule. So then we can, right now, as we know, this is an alert rule, right? We don't want to have an alert, actually. We would like to have the upload to Ops Insight. So we can actually leave that like it is because we will remove it in a moment from the management pack. And then we go next and export this management pack. Okay, so now we exported this management pack we just created. So let me quickly go back to get that name for the management pack we gave here. So the name is down here. It's Custom Op Insights Alert. So, and I'll show you now the editing part to make this work to upload to Ops Insight. So I downloaded it already from the management group. So this is the management pack I downloaded here. So it's the Custom Op Insights Alert Management Pack. And it's small. It has like only a couple of items. It has the references in there. It has the monitoring rules and a couple of display strings. That's it, right? So we would like to get the data from the log now up to the cloud. So the idea is here to use a different write action. So the write action actually does the action. So in this case, we create an alert, which comes up on the alert console. So let's remove this. And well, if we remove that, we also need to remove some of the display strings to not have errors here. So the alert and the actual rule display string. We're also going to remove the folder. We don't need a folder in here. String resources we also don't need. Remove that. So make it all a bit leaner here because all this stuff is in here. We see here is the example log and the sample log file. Okay, so that's it. That's what we need to remove. And now we need to add actually the actual write action. And this is the magic here. So there's a new type, which is called IP types for intelligent pack types. So and it's like Microsoft System Center collect cloud generic event. So this is the actual cloud upload write action, if you like, for a specific event. So we create an alert and trigger an event, which then uploads this data basically to Azure. So I'll take this write action and move it over to the management pack right in here. So only one thing is missing. Anybody knows what we are missing? Well, if we add new types, we need to add new references here. So we have to add the reference for intelligence packs. So we add this reference action here. Go back, add it to the reference section right up here. So, looks, yeah, there they are. Okay, so all done. We have the write action. We've removed the other items. So if everything should be fine, I'll save this. I'll actually save it under the right name we need to use to upload it. Okay. So I saved it right now here. Where is it? This one. I'll copy it. and move it to like to the server which is configured. And that one was the one which disconnected, so I'll need to connect here again. Keep fingers crossed that the connection to my data center, the data center where this server runs is in Germany. So we have to go by a couple of hubs here. So and doesn't let me in. One more try. Okay. If it doesn't work, let's try one of the other servers. The local server, which I showed you during onboarding, doesn't work yet because it probably hasn't downloaded all the references yet. So we take this one. This is another server. It's also one of the management groups that's configured. Let's add it to this one here. Copy to the desktop. Down here it is. I'm going to import it. And if it didn't make any syntax errors, it should work. Nope. I'll go to my desktop. There we are. Oh, we have a syntax error. Thank you, Alec. There we have my reference. Okay. Yes, right. Very good. So I'll just take another one. Yep. Okay. Yes. I'll take it. There we are. Okay, looks good now? Okay, good. Yeah, very good QA here in the audience. So let's close this. Go back to the server. Copy it back here. I've still got 6 minutes. Shoo. Still not the right one. We'll make this right. It was this one here. Should have asked me to override. So let's go here. Yes. Replace. Import. So this one. Yes, looks good. It's importing. So what will happen now? It will import, it will deploy the management pack to the management server, as this is the target right now. then the workflow will start, analyze the log file, use the write action, and load this data up to Ops Insight. So all this takes a moment. So it takes about 30 minutes to 1 hour. So I didn't want to wait that long because we might run the next session. So actually, I deployed this on the other management server. Actually, that disappeared here. So I'll try one more to access this. But looks like it's the worst that can happen if like your systems go offline. I don't know what's happening, but luckily, the data should have been uploaded already to Azure. So we'll go in here. Yep. OK, the server is no good anymore. So let's go to the Search Data Explorer. The Search Data Explorer is this powerful tool. You can build your queries and pull out the data, which is in the blob storage. So we're looking for SCU. So let's start looking for SCU here and run. So it starts a scanning process here, scanning the data. And there are probably a couple of hundreds of thousands of entries in there. And we get some data. So it's from yesterday when I tried this demo, and it all worked fine. So we have some data in here. So we have SCU uploaded to Ops Insight in here. So, and I also say hello to Carl, actually. So just because I like him. So. And there are a couple of other messages uploaded around that. You could also search for hello. That would be the other string here. We matched in the management, in the little rule we created. And scanning again. Find some more things on here. For instance, this one. That's also uploaded. So if we would have another 30 minutes to 1 hour, we also would see the data from the management pack we just created and imported. So that would also then appear here. So this is just an example. So just take this to your customer scenario right now and imagine your important log files you have there and the data which would be really helpful to have in big data storage ready for analytics. So that way you can bring it on here. And you will see this being more customer friendly done. So and one last thing I will show you, I have two more minutes quickly, is because, well, we are a company who does software development. We couldn't just leave it with that, actually. So we actually said, well, we have to improve this a little bit. So what we did, actually, we extended the authoring section with a wizard. So we have, some of you might know, we have a log file management pack. And we could just easily go in there and actually add a new rule. So it's, yeah. The problem is on the server that went down. So I have to show you the screenshot, which I did for backup. So I would love to show you that rule. Let's go next. So that was the backup. Really, I have to go to the backup. I'm sorry about that. So here, you actually see the same dialogue we did before. And here you have a wizard rule now available. So this rule, actually, if you unfold this, gives you options to upload your log data through to Operational Insights directly. That will skip that step that I did for the manual editing and where we did the typos and had to use quality control in the back of the room and things like that. So that actually is the easy way. You just go next, 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 and click create, and you're done. And data is uploaded to Operational Insights if it's configured correctly. So if you're interested in that, just go to come later over to me and get my business card, or just click on the slides here. It leads you to also to a file or to a download dialog. So and then you basically get this additional wizard here, which is a form. All right, I think just as a wrap up. Operational Insights is a really cool product, and it has that GUI, which we've been long missing in Ops Manager, really. Can use widgets. Currently, we're missing extensibility, but we have this big data in the back. We have the assessment feature, which I like best. If I don't know about AD, I still can throw my intelligent pack for AD assessments out there. It does the work for me. And of course, what I think Microsoft should know best, because they're developing AD, right? So, and they have all the patch information, log information, all the security information available. So it's really wonderful. You can try. It's really worth a try here. But if you don't use it and you go back, download the override management pack to disable the workflows that they don't need to run around there. Architecture, it's easy and quick to onboard. I quickly showed that. And extensions, they will be coming, I'm pretty sure. And if not, there are some ways you can do it, as I showed you now. All right, I'm done. I hope you enjoyed the session. And thanks also for those who listened online later. And please give feedback here at SU. Thank you. You will be entered in the draw. And thank you for being tired. Thank you.